Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran in the Drush HaShlosha HaSar and in the Mosad Rav Kook on page Tuf Kuf Vav. So it says, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinaso. Hashem only rests his Shechina Al Chacham Gibor Asher V'Ana V'Kulam B'Mosh. This is talking about Nevuah. Hashem only rests his Shechina for Nevuah on a wise person, strong, rich, humble, and all of them were Moshe had. So the Ran says, Mash Amr Bakan Rabbi Yonason, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinaso El Al Mishi Yishin Lubo Tanoim El Alolo. That which Rabbi Yonason here says, that Hashem will only rest his Shechina on someone who has all these things, smart, wise, strong, rich, all those things, Ein HaKavanosh Lo Yieh Kein Lolem. The Gemara does not mean that it's impossible that someone will have Nevuah unless they have all these things. It does not mean that. Shekvar Amr Rabbeinu because Chazal already told us, Lo Kam Navi Od Bi Yisrael Kemoshe, there was never a prophet again in the Jewish people like Moshe. Be Israel O come, there was never a prophet as great as Moshe in the Jewish people of Abu Musa Olam come, but the Goyim did have one. Veze Zeh Bilam. That's Bilam. So the Nachrim had a Navi called Bilam. Va'afal pish amr b'sifri chilukim harbi shayu bein nevoz Moshe l'Bilam k'moshe m'furisham. There were many Moshe had in the type of prophecy Bilam had. Ein suffix sheyeshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinaso Olav. There's no Hashem rested his Shechina on a big Rosh Hillam. The Efshe Shehisik Bilam on Madregas HaAnava. Here, this list Rabbi Yoffin has to have humility, Anava. There's no way Bilam had Anava. Shekvar Olav Amru, Shekvar Olav Amru Baharbi Mekamim Masechas, because Chazal say in many places, V'lo Od El Shehanochi Asoncha Biyom Ishtacha Balayla, the Bilam's donkey told it, Bilam's donkey told Bilam that I am your donkey by day and your wife by night, meaning there was a bestiality relationship going on there. Chazal make a drasha that Bilam had a physical relationship with his donkey. Vein safek acharei zot samemra, and there's no doubt after this Chazal, sheish hazeh lo neskadish b'prishus b'iras chet. This is not a man of great fear of heaven and staying away from taivas, from desires. V'kol shekein ba'anav, and certainly not humble, sheila ma'ila mehen, which is on a higher level than prishus and b'iras chet, like we've discussed earlier. And we all know he doesn't mention this, but of course Chazal tells in Pirkei Avos that Bilam was the opposite of Anava, right? He had the nefesh gavoa or nefesh rechava, whatever. He was I forgot the words. Anyway, he was, the Mishnah says that he was a Baal Gaiva. So these things were not by Bilam, and yet he was a prophet. Elain divri Rabbi Yonason b'kan mashiyah tamid. So Rabbi Yonason doesn't mean there's no exceptions to this rule. There are going to be prophets that don't have all these things, being wise, strong, and all that. It just, sometimes it'll happen. If there's a need, then someone could become a Navi, even if they don't have these things of being wise, strong, and rich, and all that. But Kvar Amar B'Sifri, Chazal tell us in the Sifri, Mipnei Ma Hishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinaso Al Bilam. Why is it that Hashem rested a Shechina on Bilam, even though Bilam was not fit for it? Because there was a need. Because there shouldn't be that the Nachrim should be able to say, Ilu hayulanu navi kemoshe, yinu ovdim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lest the Gayim have a taina to be able to say that if we had had a prophet as great as Moshe, we also would have served Hashem. So to take away that excuse, so Hashem gave the Nachrim a Navi like Bilam so that they would have a Navi. And of course, though, he was not a good person. Similar Chazal tell us in Sota. Tana Rabbanan, Dosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili made the following drasha. Pesha'a sha'alu Yisrael min hayam, nasnu einayim lo mar shira. When the Jewish people left the sea, so left the Yamsuf, so they wanted to say Shira to Hashem. They wanted to praise God. V'ketzad amrua, how did they say praise to God? Olal al birke imo, v'tinok yonek mishte imo, little babies who were still nursing. Kivan shero es hashchina, when the babies that were nursing there from their mothers as they're walking through the Yamsuf, this is an incredible thing, little tiny babies. Olal higbias tavaro v'tinok shamat dad meimo, the little baby would stick its head up. Amru zek helevi anveo, and the little teeny baby who doesn't know how to speak, presumably, would say, "Zek Keli Ben Meu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. Shenamer, as the pasuk says, mipi olim yonkim yisadata oz. As it says, from the mouths of little babies, you won't just say you were praised. Ve'ein ba'olim yonkim mashleim yishiski rabionis. And obviously, these little babies have not reached the levels of being strong and wise and all that. There was a miracle. The point is that Hashem can, it's not a hard and fast rule. Hashem can make changes. A person can become a Navi even for, if there's a need, even if they don't have all these levels. Also, it says at the Yamsuf that a Shivcha, a lowly maidservant, which saw levels of Navua that Yecheskel didn't get to see. Presumably that level, that Shivcha was not on a high level just for that moment. For the reason Hashem had, he made even the low maidservants be able to get Nevuah. But again, so there you see another exception to the rule. Now the Ran says something that's very important, that at Maimed Har Sinai, all of the Jewish people became prophets. To the level that the first two of the Ten Commandments, all the Jewish people heard themselves. God did not tell Moses it. He told everybody it. We heard it directly from Hashem, as most of us are familiar with. All the Jewish people became prophets at that time and reached the same level of prophecy for those two mitzvahs as Moshe did. Amru b'Maseches Makos, it says in Maseches Makos, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Simlai made the following drasha. This is also a very famous drasha. Sheish mios v'shalosh esrei mitzos ne'amru l'moshe misinai. There are 613 mitzos, as many of us are familiar with. There are quite a lot written about that statement. Say for mitzos of the Rambam. Anyway, quite a few words written about that statement. But anyway, there are 613 mitzos, says Rabbi Simlai, that were said to Moshe at Sinai. Amar Rav Huna says, Me'ikra, from what pasuk? Torah tziva lanu Moshe, because it says, Moshe taught us the Torah. Torah, b'gematria hachiyavi, the gematria of Torah is that, is what? Torah shitzmiyav achad tzori havin. Torah, the gematria of Torah is 611. So that's what Moshe taught us. 611 mitzvos, anochi v'lo yiyeh lecha, the other two mitzvos, the first two, anochi, in the sense of, what we heard, anochi v'lo yiyeh lecha. So the first two commandments of I am Hashem your God, don't have any other gods, those two mitzvahs mipiyeh gvura shaman, and we heard them directly from Hashem. Again, other Rishonim say, like the Kuzri, I believe, said that we heard all 10 commandments from Hashem. But either way, this general understanding is that the first two commandments we heard directly from Hashem. Kfar biyaru she'ela shnei ha'maimarim. So it's telling us that these two Maimarim are telling us, Yisigo Osam Kol Yisrael Bebirur Blochi Demashal. The first two Maimarim, meaning the first two commandments, we heard directly from Hashem. V'zu be'emes madregi gdola b'neviyam sh'tei nevuasam mevueres, and this is a very high level for any prophet to reach, that they hear the nevua directly, not a mashal, not a parable, not something like it, that they're supposed to figure out what Hashem meant. We got it direct. Kasher heyed Hashem yisbarach al adon anaviyam amarav v'lo b'chidos. Like Moshe, who was the special thing for Moshe, that Moshe got to see and not get a riddle. Moshe got to see what Hashem was really saying. And the Jewish people reached that level for the first two Dibros. Certainly not all the Jewish people there on the highest level. Still, Hashem let everyone reach the level of high prophecy so that the Torah would remain, would be Mekuyim, would stay with us forever. Because if the Jewish people had never themselves heard God speak to them, it would just be Moshe saying what God said. The belief that Moshe got the Torah from Hashem would never have been 100% if we had never heard anything. Because then the only way we would know Moshe is the true prophet of God is the miracles he did. And so if another prophet would come later to say that Moshe was a liar, and he would give miracles to say that he's right. We'd have to be comparing miracles. We'd say, okay, let's see whose miracles are greater, Moshe's miracles or this guy's miracles. Then the Torah could become false. Because if it's all just based on miracles, so then if someone else comes and makes another miracle, we have to say see whose miracle is better. So then the belief in Moshe would not have been 100%. Again, the Rambam points out the same point. But now that we saw with our own eyes, Hasagas Moshe, the level of Moshe's prophecy, and we got prophecy with Moshe, right? And our prophecy was the same as Moshe's prophecy. For the first two dibros, now we don't need any miracles to prove that Moshe was God's prophet. Now that we know that Moshe's prophecy was true, because God spoke to us personally and told us, this is what I want you to do, Moses is my prophet. And then Moshe got prophecy that said, the Torah is forever. So then if another prophet comes along and says, no, it changed. Well, we know Moshe's real, because Hashem told us. And we also know that the Torah is never going to change. So if somebody comes along and even makes a miracle, we'd be like, I don't really care about your miracles. Because God spoke to us, not you, us, everybody, and told us that what we need to do and that the Torah is never going to change. So if somebody comes and claims that the Torah is now no more, so then we know the guy's a liar and a faker. Because God could not have said that, because he told us it'll last forever. Presumably, if you wanted to, if there was such a thing as God changing his mind, you have to come back and tell us. Therefore, since the whole foundation of our Torah is this prophecy that the entire Jewish people received directly from God, so Hashem wasn't going to just let some people get this prophecy. He wanted everyone, the entire Jewish people, to reach that super high level of prophecy that they would know God is God. And so these two dibros, the first two of Anochi and Lo Yielecha, I am Hashem, your God, do not have other gods, those were given to us directly, not from Moshe. Why? Because they are the foundation and belief of God. They're the foundation of the Torah, which is Ha'emuna B'Hashem Yisbarach, belief in God, Ba'azhar B'Avodah Zarah, not to worship idols. B'shtei Pinos, these two cornerstones, Kayamos La'olam, they're forever. Meaning those two mitzvos are 100% of the time forever. There's no exceptions, even temporarily. Remember we said, if a Navi comes down, right, there's no time where someone could say, okay, for this temporary time, God told me to ignore the Avodah Zarah. Right? You can have, it says you're not allowed to slaughter Kachin B'chutz, right? You can't bring Karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Elio on Har Carmel did that, but that's because temporarily you can listen to a Navi to do something that the Torah says not to. Not permanently, you can't throw away any part of the Torah, but temporarily, yes. Not these two. Avodah Zarah and belief in God can never be thrown out even temporarily. Ki ha'amunah b'Hashem Yisbarach l'tishtana olam, belief in God will never change, v'chein ha'miniyah b'Avodah Zarah, and so too, not worshipping idols, those never change. K'ar Amr b'Sanhedrin, Chazal already told us in Sanhedrin, Amr Mevol, Amr V'Yochanan, Revol said in the name of V'Yochanan, Bakol, and with everything, V'yom el Chanavi avor, al divrei Torah shmalo, anything the Navi tells you, anything a prophet tells you, that you should temporarily not listen to the Torah, you're allowed to listen to a Navi you know to be a good Navi, when he says, temporarily, not to do a certain mitzvah, you can listen to him, chutz me'avodah zarah, except for worshipping of idols, shafilu ma'amid l'chachama b'amtzer akiyah, because even if he does a miracle as great as making the sun stay in the middle of the sky, al tishmalo, do not listen to him. It is, by the way, an interesting discussion. We know that such a thing happened, not to worship Avodah Zarah, but that the sun stayed out late for Yehoshua, and then Gemara Tainus talks about it happening for an Akdima Ben Gurion, whether that's meant to be taken literally or not. Anyway, I'm just mentioning that. Anyway, Lefisha Elo HaMitzvah Kayamas La'olam. So since these two mitzvahs, belief in God and not worshipping idols, are forever, V'latiyel Hen Bitel Afilu L'Shah, and they are never going to not be in force, even for a second, so Nisyachtu Elo B'Prat L'Shomen M'Pia Gvura. Therefore, these two mitzvahs, specifically, we heard directly from God, Kedesh Tiskayim Etzleinu Pinas HaTorah, so that it should be established and everlasting with us, these foundations of the Torah, even though we were not all fitting to be that level of prophecy, and even though we did not reach the levels of perfection that Rabbi Yonasan describes. All this is just to prove that when Rabbi Yonasan said a Navi must have certain characteristics, not every Navi is going to have that because there are exceptions to the rule. Okay, now we get to a very perplexing Rambam. So after this whole speech about how important it is to Judaism, that we all were Nevi'im, and we all heard Anochi v'lo yilecha, we heard those two dibros from God himself. So says the Ran, we have a very surprising Rambam who just seems to disagree with this. So the Rambam says that, and this is again Mar Nevuchim, that the Jewish people didn't hear God talking. Rather, they just heard a noise. Some strong, powerful noise. But they didn't hear words. And that which Chazal say, that we heard Hashem say, Anochi and Lo Yelecha, those first two Dibros, what they mean by this is, Shehigia Elehem Kemoshi Higia LeMoshe. It means that we were understood it as much as Moshe understood it. What does that mean? And wasn't that Moshe got it better than us? That's because these two mitzvos, Mitzias Hashem Yisbarach, God existing, Tehiyosu Echad, and that He is one. There's no idols. You don't worship anyone else. Amnam Yusug Biyun HaHanoshi. You don't need prophecy for that, says the Rambam. The reason, when Chazal say that we heard it from God, it doesn't mean literally we heard it from God, but it means it's as if we heard it from God. It's just as if we heard it from God because it's obvious. Meaning it's something you can figure out on your own. Of course there's a God, and of course there's no others. Anything that you could figure out that's obvious that one can see with their own two eyes, so then anybody who figures out, if you figure out 1 plus 1 equals 2, or a prophet tells you 1 plus 1 equals 2, what's the difference? I didn't need the prophet. It's obvious 1 plus 1 equals 2. I understand that. So that's what the Rambam means. So he understands when Chazal say that the Jewish people heard God say, Anochi and Lo Yilcha, does not mean they actually heard with their ears or even their mind those words coming from God. It means they figured it out. They understood it so well, it was as they were on the same level as Moshe in terms of his understanding of it, because he got it through prophecy and they got it because it was obvious to them. And that's in that way, it was as if they heard it from God, meaning they were on the same level as a prophet in terms of knowing it. since these two mitzvahs were not just known because of prophecy, so therefore it says, now you know that Hashem is God, you were shown that Hashem is God, Amnar Shara Dibros, but all the other of the Dibros, Hein Mikatam or Farsam, Esol Mikatam Eskolos, those are mitzvahs that we were told and not ones that we figured out on our own. Eilu Dvarav Zav, that's the Rambam. So, says the Ran, V'divrei Temahem, these are shocking words, what the Rambam says. Shilu Kedvarav, if the Rambam is right, Lo Hayu Roy Limno Shema Yisrael, She Mitzvah Shnistavu B'Yichar Hashem Yisbarach B'Chal Mashit Tziv Alana Moshe. If the Rambam's right, that anything you could figure out on your own is called, we heard from God, so why doesn't the Gemara also say Shema Yisrael, we heard from God? We didn't. Well, the Rambam says, doesn't mean you heard it from God, it means you can figure it out on your own. It's obvious. So, God being one is also obvious. So that should have also been in the list of things we heard from God. Right, so it should have said that mipiag vurishim amar that we heard it from God. Oh, furthermore, shikvar amar b'mechilta, Chazal tell us lo yilach Elohim acherim, and the Torah says, do not have other gods, which is the second dibra that the Rambam says we figured out on our own. The Gemara says lama namar, why did it say it in the Torah? The vishin amar, because a different pasuk says lo tzal tzelecha pesel. It says, do not make for yourselves an idol. Ein li elish lo yaseh. That just teaches me that I shouldn't make an idol. Ha osu kvar minayim shlo yekayim. How do I know that if someone made an idol, I'm not allowed to keep it around? Taman lomar lo yilecha. So therefore the Torah tells us, you should not have idols. So it's not obvious that you can't have idols. Maybe it's obvious you can't make idols, but maybe you're allowed to have idols. So that's not obvious, and that's part of the second Dibra. And if you're just going to say that it's a mitzvah that even though you can't figure it out on your own, it makes sense. So harbi min mitzvah shein miskalos. There's lots of mitzvahs that make sense, you know. There's mitzvahs that you can come to on your own, like many of the kibud avim, for example, anyway, there's many mitzvahs that maybe people could figure out on their own or that are obvious. So all those should have been in the level of we heard from God, if it's just mitzvahs that are clear, that you don't need a prophet to tell you. Vote Amr b'Shabbos Perak Rabbi Akiva. Further, Chazal told us in Masechta Shabbos, Amr b'Yochanan, Ma'idichsev Hashem Yitein Omer HaMavastros Tzvah Rav. What does the pasuk mean that it says Hashem Yitein Omer HaMavastros Tzvah Rav Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shiyotzim Yipin Kadosh Baruch Hu Nizchalek L'Shivim Lashon. So every word that Hashem said was broken up into 70 languages. I mean, the first two Dibros that Hashem told the Jewish people, they were said in 70 languages. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Tana halo kol divrei kol dvarai ke'esh num Hashem ha'kapatish yifotzeitz tzela. The famous pasuk that we learn, ma'apatish mischalek ha'kamin nitzotzos. Av kol divrei, so just like a hammer breaks things into many sparks, av kol divrei v'dibrei she'yotzei mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nechlek l'shivim lashon, so through every word that came out of Hashem's mouth, kaviyochol, was split into 70 languages. So that Gemara is talking about the first two Dibros, those were said over in Hashem said them in 70 language. Since those are the foundation of the Torah. Why? And this is also important. It was said in 70 languages, the first two Dibros, because if the Goyim want to join on with those, great. Right? Belief in Hashem, and there should be no other gods, is part of the seven mitzvos. So those were anyway said in 70 languages. Adarach Mashem Rabbi Sein Perek Kama Avodah Zarah, like Chazal tell us at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So again, here the Ran's pointing out again. Imlo Shamu Rakol Atzum. If all they heard was a noise, Lo Shi Avdilo Dvarim, and not words. In Hefesh Bein Nemar Blushin Akodesh B'Chol Lashon. Then what's the difference if Hashem said it in French or said it in Hebrew or whatever? What's the point of having it in 70 languages if no one understood it anyway, according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, Maimon HaSinai, all the Jews heard some noise, but they didn't hear words. If they did not hear words, what does Chazal mean that it was said in 70 languages? Ella, rather, the Ran disagrees with the Rambam. Ikar HaDavar Sheshamam Shamam Kol Yisrael K'mo Shenemar LeMoshe. Rather, it means the Jewish people heard it, they heard words. Whether it means they heard, like Hashem created sound waves that went in their ears, I don't know, or it means they, in their brain, they heard the words. Either way, they had the full nevuah where they got words. And the purpose was for it to keep the Torah everlasting, so that everyone will know that Moshe was the true prophet of God. Not because of miracles, but because God told us. And since this is true, why would we believe another prophet who says Moshe is false? Hashem already told us that Moshe is his prophet. Anyway, that's a very important Ran, it's called a philosophical construct of belief in Hashem and Torah Misinai and Moshe, really, that the Torah that came to us from Moshe, we know Moshe was true because Hashem told us, so we actually got Nevuah ourselves for the first two Dibros.